The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
I was going to talk about this on Friday, but based on the conversation that Mikey and I just had before they do Stank Tank here, I just got some, there's good news and bad news to my, is it Saturday night?
Friday night. Yeah.
Friday night. So I told you guys a couple hours ago, my oldest son, 23 years old, just went through his first breakup, man. Really, really sucks. Going through a tough time. But before that happened, his girlfriend was planning on coming to Atlanta. They are both huge Tyler, the Creator fans. Huge. So I got him tickets. Look, she's going to be out here. You guys go have a great time.
So look at you helping your boy.
I got him tickets to the show. You know, I'm a good wingman.
Yeah.
And she was going to be here for a whole weekend. So I'm like, you guys go have a great time. Well, they have broken up. So he has been asking his friends if they want to go to Tyler, and they are all busy on Friday night. So he asked me to go.
Oh, that's so sweet. Right. Like, I mean, it's kind of sad you weren't the first choice since you got the tickets.
Not at all. I wouldn't expect to be. Not at all.
I would.
No.
Yeah. Not
with your friends, man.
Yeah, nah.
Plus, yeah, going with your dad. So that would be the last thing I would have ever asked. So the fact that he did, that I was somewhere on the list, even out of desperation, that I was somewhere on the list that he still wants to hang out, that was kind of cool. Until I just found out that it takes a little bit more effort to go to this concert than I had known.
Yeah, I've just received word that this is a fit-off, which is a new term for me. But it basically means you got to get dressed up all crazy. And
what is all
to go to Tyler the Creator show?
Yeah, I think you got to wear your like nicest white shoe. I honestly don't know the definition of fit off, but I assume it's pretty colorful and it's probably clothes I don't own.
I would imagine fit off just means like wear your best fit. Like,
yeah, I think
put
so.
Put your best foot forward.
Yeah, I don't have any of that.
You don't need either. Yeah, just wear your best like Waylon Jennings tee and clean up your jeans.
I need a little bit. You'd be all right.
And you're going with the station because the station's going to be there?
Well, I just got some tickets through the station. My girlfriend's little sister loves them and she's pretty mean, so I'm getting some points out of her.
Okay. You know, now that I think about it, Mo, when he asked me to go, I think one of my first questions was, why me? And he didn't say, because you're the only one that's available, but he said, well, you've gone to Kendrick Lamar with Mo before, so you've kind of, you know, and you kind of know about hip-hop. So I'm like, yeah, I've been to the show, but yeah, I'll go with you.
I mean, yeah, you did well at Kendrick. I don't think you have to do anything more than just go and enjoy yourself, but do you know anything that Tyler has created? You know anything at all?
I think I need a crash course.
Okay, we got you.
So for me, it's just going to hang out with my kid with something that he likes to do, but I should probably know the music before.
I think it would help a little bit to know a song or two.
But I'm not getting in dressed up any more than I am right now.
Yeah, I also need a crash course if I can be a part of that.
All right, it is Stank Tank time. Jackson, what is Stank Tank?
All right, so Stank Tank is our spinoff of the hit show Shark Tank, which, as you know, people come in and pitch their genius
genius, brilliant business ideas to a bunch of investors. And the sharks who are on the show are generally billionaires, and they decide whether or not to invest in said companies. For our terrible version of this, we call it Stank Tank, and that's where Mikey and I sit down and we think of what is one of the biggest problems in this world today, and how can we solve it with something absurd? And we will pitch you guys our brilliant or not so brilliant ideas. And after both of us have presented, you will all let us know as the Stanks who you are investing in.
I'm so honored to be called a Stank.
I've never been more honored.
Thank you.
So this week we're going through, we're solving anything that has to do with the kitchen, food, cooking, anything like that. We left it pretty open-ended to let the creativity flow, okay?
All right.
And this week I will be the one that's going first. Stanks. Sometimes I lay awake in bed realizing that we were born too late to explore Earth and born too early to explore the cosmos, but born just in time for Snack and Stiff. Stanks. Snack and Stiff. Snack and Sniff.
Snack and Sniff.
Snack and Sniff.
Both. Instead of scratch and sniff.
There you go, Christian. Snack. Now we're thinking, okay?
And sniff.
All right.
All right, Stanks. I am seeking an investment of one out of two of Abby's cats in exchange for 70% of the company, Snack and Sniff. Research suggests that 80 to 90% of your taste is actually smell, so why not turn any food into the foods you love? Make your tuna smell like bacon. Make your broccoli smell like Pop-Tarts. Tell your beets that they can beat it while you turn your radish into some rad-ish.
No, you didn't.
I'm picking Mikey. You ain't gotta go.
That pained me more than you could possibly imagine. Are you on a terrible diet? Well, with Snack and Sniff, you can turn that awful dish into something delish. The Rolling Stones magazine calls it, quote, Ozempic's worst nightmare. Are you the coworker nobody likes who microwaves salmon at the office? Well, terrible behavior be gone, because now you can have the office smelling like brownies instead of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
hey, yo.
Turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, like.
Turn that frown upside down and lift that nasty whiff to a delectable sniff with Snack and Sniff. Don't just show and tell, show and smell with Snack and Sniff.
Jackson.
Yes.
How does this work?
So it's like a spray. It's an aerosol.
Okay.
And it comes in all different varieties of scents, okay? So you got your bacon, your Pop-Tart, you know, what have you, your delicious smells. You spray it on your food of choice.
Uh-huh.
And when you eat it, it changes the flavor because, like I said, research suggests 80 to 90% of your smell, of your taste, comes from your smell.
I don't buy it.
I feel like he wasn't prepared to answer that question.
That was my filibuster.
Mikey, it's right there. It's right there. The investment is right there, man.
Okay, so I actually didn't come up with an idea this week. My friend...
It's still better than Jackson. We're investing in nothing!
This week, it's actually going to be my friend, Claude on God, who has a product for you.
Okay.
Oh, he's putting sunglasses on, y'all. It's getting serious.
Yo, what up, Stanks? It's Claude on God, and I got something of an investment opportunity for your mug. I am seeking a couple of fat stacks in exchange for a bottle service for life at the club I open after I get rich and famous. It'll be called Mama Duke's Biscuit Barn for the Blonde and Blind, but that's a different product. Today, we talking ish in the kitsch. That's right, issues in the kitsch we in.
That is so bad.
Are you high? Is it time for a drug test? You are high right now.
Why are you wearing the glasses?
If you like me, you hate doing dishes, man. But if your girl cooks, you do the dishes. That's equality, you mans. Equal rights, equal end of night. The worst thing about doing dishes is when that water pressure too high and you rinse in a spoon or a plate and that mug ricochets and hits you right in the people peepers and the baby makers. That's your eyes and your groins. That's why I've invented the splash zone, the sink you step into.
Is that called a bathtub?
What?
It's called a shower.
I think that's been invented, buddy.
It's called a shower.
To put it into layman's terms, it's a shower for your kitchen. Simply finish your chow mein or mashed potatoes or whatever, derobe yourself, and then step into the splash zone. Inside the splash zone, you will find your classic shower head along with a jet blaster pointed at your chest. Hold your plate up to the trademark splash zone jet master blaster. And your plate will be spiff in a jiff. That's spiffy in a jiffy. It also comes with a built-in plate, utensil, shampoo, and toothbrush holder, allowing for you to complete your whole nighttime routine from the comfort of your splash zone. This will save you minutes every night.
Minutes.
Also, if you call now, we can install the trademark splash zone toilet for one more fat stack. The splash zone. Start showering with your dishes now.
Before I decide who I'm going to invest in, I think I need to know if I'm offended by the accent. What was that supposed to be?
No, that's Claude on God.
Oh, okay.
Right. No, Claude on God. It's Claude.
And I guess he's on God.
He's on God.
Okay. Good. I don't... I would very much like not to be part of this narrative.
I am still giving you the cash today, Mikey.
Hey, what? That's not on God.
You're going to choose the, what is it called again?
Splash Zone.
Why are you choosing that?
Choosing the Splash Zone shower for your dishes over the spray that makes your stank salmon taste like brownies.
Because I think if he goes on TV at an infomercial like that, it's so ridiculous that it'll go viral and he'll make money.
He's like the new ShamWow guy.
Yes.
I'm going to be rich and famous.
Who are you going with, Mo?
Give me Jackson. Give me Jackson.
Not so easy of a choice.
There's no right answer. It's a lose-lose situation. Give me White Stevie Wonder.
We're not really exactly sure what we just saw.
Claude on God.
I want to go home.
I'm right behind you.
Me too, man.
The Bird Show. Real funny.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.